From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Dominique Strauss-Kahn has been granted bail by a New York court, but the legal situation for the former head of the International Monetary Fund has not improved. Shortly before bail was granted, Strauss-Kahn was indicted on sex charges. NPR's Joel Rose joins us now outside the state Supreme Court in Manhattan. And Joel, tell us about the indictment.
The grand jury indicted Strauss-Kahn on 7 counts. The most serious are criminal sexual act in the first degree and attempted rape in the first degree. And there are a number of others.
Now, Strauss-Kahn was denied bail on Monday. What was different today? Why was he granted bail in this case?
The defense essentially promised that Strauss-Kahn would stay under house arrest with 24-hour surveillance and would remain under house arrest 24 hours a day in Manhattan. And in addition, he's going to put up $1 million in cash and a $5 million bond, an insurance bond. So the judge said that he was satisfied with those conditions.
And he's been granted bail. Has he also been released now?
We understand from the defense attorney that Strauss-Kahn will spend one more night at Rikers Island Jail, but the defense for Strauss-Kahn says he is relieved. He will not have to be back in court until June 6th. That is when Strauss-Kahn is expected to plead not guilty to the charges.
That's NPR's Joel Rose speaking to us from New York. Joel, thank you very much.
My pleasure.